Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, struggling financially, could end up paying millions of dollars for some of the wild claims he admits he made up about the 2020 election. A judge yesterday ruled that Giuliani lost the defamation case brought by two Georgia election workers, Ruby Freeman and her daughter Shae Moss, because he failed to deliver the information that was required by subpoenas and there was just nothing to shape a case around. So there could be heavy penalties there. And now the case moves to the damages trial to determine how much he must pay the women. He accused them of many things, including that they stole ballots cast for Trump in Georgia in 2020. Freeman told the January 6th Congressional Committee what it meant to be targeted by Giuliani and Trump.
I've lost my name and I've lost my reputation. I've lost my sense of security, all because a group of people starting with number 45 and his ally, Rudy Giuliani, decided to scapegoat me.
Michael Gottlieb is the women's lawyer. Michael, Giuliani says he couldn't provide the paperwork in part because the FBI seized his phones. Are you a little flabbergasted that someone who was once considered one of the most respected district attorneys in the country couldn't respond to subpoenas in his own trial?
Yeah, I mean, it's very tough to understand. He just simply refused to comply with the court's repeated efforts to get him to provide the documents and, you know, text messages, emails that we know exist that, you know, he had access to. And, you know, he said that his devices were seized by the FBI and therefore he couldn't be held responsible for any of that, but never answered the very sort of simple common sense proposition that I think many of the people listening to this understand, which is that if you're somebody that uses a service like Gmail or Yahoo or, you know, an online cloud backed up service, you have other ways of accessing your emails. And the same goes for text messages and the same goes for WhatsApp and Signal messages. And so that was the problem here.
Well, and late last month, he also said he wasn't contesting the lawsuit. He admits he made defamatory statements about your clients. But he's also gone on to say that, you know, he thinks that this case is weaponizing justice. An advisor to Giuliani said the process is punishment enough, just having to go through this as, you know, the famous man that he is. He shouldn't have to do any more, but there is going to be more. There's going to be a trial now to decide what damages he should pay to your clients. What arguments do you expect to hear in that trial, and what will you say? I mean, what did he do to your clients?
Well, I mean, the it's a punishment by process or weaponization of the justice system comment is, it's interesting because, of course, what our clients have done here is attempt to use the justice system the way it's designed to be used, which is you file a lawsuit and you, particularly in a defamation lawsuit, you give the other side the opportunity to prove the statements that they made about your clients were true. And if he really had all of the proof that he has claimed for so long he has, one would think he would have brought some of that to bear in defending himself in this lawsuit. Instead, he just simply refused to comply. He refused to participate. As for the damages trial, I mean, what we expect to present is, you know, evidence of the harm that our clients suffered and a quantification of that harm. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure what Mr. Giuliani and his legal team will decide to put forward for their defense, but, you know, we'll be up on that pretty soon. The trial's supposed to take place sometime between November and February.
Well, we'll find out, and it'd be hard to see what it would be, given that he's already said he made defamatory statements. But we know that there's parts to this. There's, you know, people who are compensated for the loss in income they might have had, but also for the pain and suffering and harm in other emotional ways. We've heard you say that you expect the damages to be up in the tens of millions of dollars.
That's right. One of the things that Mr. Giuliani did is, you know, he didn't just make statements about our clients one or two times. He has made these statements repeatedly. He has made them over a long period of time. In fact, he repeated some of them, as I understand it, on the radio last night, and we'll be able to document that harm.
Well, let's just get to, you know, the damages. It's not just that someone's feelings are hurt because someone lied about them, called them a thief, or said they used cocaine, things that were said about your two clients that are false. Can you just, in a few seconds, how much has this damaged their lives?
It's destroyed their lives. It has robbed them of their privacy. They've had to move homes. They, Ms. Moss has lost her job.
Can't go places, lives threatened. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. This is having everything about how you defined your sense of identity and your life ripped away from you, being made part of a political campaign.
Michael Gottlieb, attorney representing Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman in their defamation lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani, which the judge has now ruled will go to the damages phase and a jury. Michael, thank you.
Thanks for having me.